Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Connolly. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Connolly. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis throws the ball into Buford, who tags Conigliaro trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Conigliaro is chasing the ball. Hansen rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Felix Mantilla now playing left field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball four. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Arnold Early now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Arnold Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tillman moves to second. Arnold Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Carrion moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Schilling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Arnold Early. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Spanswick now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Schilling, who tags Carrion trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McCraw moves to third. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Peters reaches second base with a double. McCraw scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mantilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Mantilla reaches third base with a triple. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Mantilla scores. One out. It's 6-1, White Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Nicholson moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tillman for a passed ball. Nicholson scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Carrion is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Williams pinch hits for Bill Spanswick. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.